640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Millions of Americans are feeling extreme heat again today, and it is about to get even hotter. CBS's Omar Villafranca is sweating it out in Phoenix.
There is not going to be any break for folks here in the Southwest. It's expected to be hotter this weekend. Temperatures of at least 117 degrees.
And there's more rain coming to states already dealing with catastrophic floods. Vermont Governor Phil Scott.
This may not be over. The rain in the forecast and nowhere for it to go, we could see waters rise again. So it's critical Vermonters be aware of their surroundings, be vigilant, and plan ahead.
President Biden's in Finland now to meet with Nordic leaders soon after praising NATO for supporting Ukraine today in Lithuania.
We did not hesitate to act. We rallied the world to support the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their liberty and their sovereignty with incredible dignity.
And he says that unity is only getting stronger. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Basically making the case that the world, most of the world, is heading in the direction of more freedom, more autonomy, and that Russia is on the wrong side of history.
Succession led Emmy nominations this morning with 24 nods. Ted Lasso, Beef, and The Bear got a lot of love in comedy categories. And a couple surprises today with shows like Jury Duty and Vanderpump Rules up for awards for the first time. Actors could hit the picket lines alongside writers in L.A. SAG members want better pay from studios and streamers. As they say, the industry evolves. Jonathan Handel's an entertainment attorney.
Shows that are successful, they want an additional residual, an initial royalty payment to reflect that success. That's something that the studios and streamers resist because, among other things, it would require giving data on how well shows do.
SAG's contract expires at midnight. Amazon Prime Day is off to a very strong start. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Adobe Analytics reports that on the first day of the two-day shopping event, Amazon reaped $6.4 billion in sales, up nearly 6% from Prime's first day in 2022, and the biggest online shopping day so far in 2023. Several categories saw huge sales gains, including appliances, toys, apparel, and electronics.
Guac may be extra, but the workload won't be. Chipotle's developed a new robot called Autocado that can cut and peel avocados for its guacamole in less than half the prep time it takes workers. Chipotle isn't saying how much it's investing, but says these robots are also helping with labor and wage issues. It unveiled Chippy, which makes tortilla chips, last year. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. A Waukesha elementary school teacher might lose her job over a song pulled from the higher elementary school spring concert and her post on social media about it. Melissa Temple tweeted her objections over Rainbow Land being pulled from the show. She says the move was intolerant. The superintendent says Temple violated school district policy. Both sides are presenting testimony to the school board today. A decision about Temple's future could come at the end of the meeting. The sales tax in Milwaukee will go up 2 cents a dollar next year. The Milwaukee Common Council voted for the higher sales tax yesterday. Milwaukee is struggling with an underfunded pension system and the lack of money for police, fire, and emergency services. Supporters of the higher sales tax warned of deep budget cuts. Opponents object to strings attached to the money, which include scaled-back diversity efforts. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Terry, I hear my mic, but I...
of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a rainy Thursday here in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. We needed the rain. Dom, I need you. I hear a little echo, but see if you can join me on the air. No Dom yet. Let's try it again. We got Terry Bell. Oh, there's, no, just a little more echo.
Isn't live radio fun?
Hi, Terry Bell. How are you?
Oh, my crew. I'm great. How
you have been pressed into production.
So it would seem.
At the very last minute. Well, that's not Dom. I, Dom, am going to start without you. I see you. You're looking damn sexy. As soon as you can join, just keep talking. At some point, Dom will join the program. Now you're back to echoing.
Yeah. Trying to bring Dom up. No luck so far.
I'll work along without him. The best shows are the ones where Dom can be seen, but not heard. Here is where I'm leading. He's flashing me. He's flashing me, people. He's trying to stay connected to the show in the only way possible by giving me nightmares, PTSD perhaps. Here's the headline. Here's my lead. Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Jets to be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks. Why is this even a story for politics? Because this is compelled indentured servitude by the Jets. Let me read just a little bit here. Glenn Hill over at the Washington Post. The NFL and NFL Films chose the New York Jets to be featured this year in HBO's Hard Knocks. J-E-T-S, Jets. The cable network's annual training camp documentary series, according to a report from ESPN. The team, which reports to training camp next Wednesday, has appeared on Hard Knocks before, being showcased in the summer of 2010. And while Coach Robert Saleh last month said he didn't want the team to be featured, the Jets were one of four teams, along with the New Orleans Saints, Chicago Bears, and Washington Commanders, who could be compelled under league rules established in 2014 to participate in the series. Why those four teams? I hear you. I wish I could hear you, Dom. I know you got good stuff to say. But anyways, apparently they're being compelled. Teams can opt out of appearing on Hard Knocks if they have a first-year coach, have made the playoffs in each of the previous two seasons, or had appeared on the show in the previous 10 seasons. The Jets were perhaps the most appealing of the candidates after they acquired four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers in April. Doesn't sting at all. Among other storylines entering Jets camp are the development of 2021 number two overall pick quarterback Zach Wilson. It's going to make it very difficult on old man Aaron Rodgers, my understanding. Defensive lineman Quinnen Williams contract status rating, defensive rookie of the year quarterback Sauce Gardner, and offense coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. I don't care about any of those people. Just Aaron Rodgers and keeping Dom absent from this broadcast. Those are the two most important things as far as I'm concerned. Oh, now he's giving me the finger. It is visual profanity. Thank God we're an audio-only product. The people would be so offended with you right now. You're like angry Joe Biden at this moment. I see you raging against the machine, the tech. Just more Crudy echoes. The Jets opened last season strong, winning five of their first seven games before a late-season collapse. Saw them losing the final six. Ooh, that's got to sting. The team finished 7-10, a three-win improvement from 2021 in Salah's second season. And with A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are striving for the type of success they've recently experienced. The last time they appeared on the show, Rex Ryan was the head coach. Months after an AFC championship loss to the Indianapolis Colts, there's more than one Colt, the team opened the 2010 season with a championship expectation while at the same time dealing with all-pro cornerback Darrell Revis's holdout. The Jets would finish that season 11-5, again reach the AFC championship game before losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, that would be a refreshing outcome for Aaron Rodgers. Losing the AFC championship game for a change. Anyways, the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. And Aaron Rodgers, he used to be our guy. That was our guy. Well, apparently they're going to be featured in Hard Knocks. That broke just a few minutes ago, so I thought I'd share it with you, our fair audience. But turning the headlines locally, right here to our backyard, great state of Wisconsin. Also sports related, very political. Two Republican bills would ban transgender women and girls from competing in female sports. Well, I got a little off track here with Dom being seen but not heard, like a good child. you know I'm saying it. He can hear me. He just can't contribute. You know, it's eating him up inside. Got a fine guest with or without Dom joining at 4:30 today. Republican. Although I don't know if he leads with that anymore. He was the twice elected Republican majority leader, Wisconsin State Senate. He's a friend of ours, has been for a number of years, probably going on a decade now. Dale Schultz has been coming on the Devil's Advocates radio show. And I found myself traveling this beautiful state that we live in, the great state of Wisconsin, today, driving through the raindrops. It was like torrential rain. I came through Richland Center earlier today. I was talking to Dale, and I got a little north in the coulees. It was like a salmon trying to swim up river. It was torrential, I'm telling you. It was torrential. But there is an event happening in Richland Center tonight at 5:30 during our happier happy hour. And that event is a patriotic millionaire event. And they're encouraging people from Richland County to come out and eat a free meal. And I know they say there's no such thing as a free meal, Crudy. Tonight, my understanding, absolutely free. No strings attached. They want to have dinner conversations. I know. This seems quite rare and strange. I mean, it's been a long time since we invited people of all political stripes to come to dinner. Somebody else is buying. They're providing the meal. And it is to help spur conversation in the community of Richland Center. And I know my friend Dale Schultz, he's just as curious as I am about what the outcome will be. What will be the tone of the conversation? Will these patriotic millionaires, and my understanding is, they're here to talk tax policy. That's what Dale was telling me. You know, so nothing like a little chicken and tax policy. But it's supposed to be very informative. And many, many people are not, they're not aware of tax policy. And they're not aware of how these things are set into motion. And obviously, much of politics is about who pays the taxes and who's exempted from the taxes. So, we're going to support this event. And the curious Crudy and the also curious Dale Schultz, we're going to have a conversation. And if the rain lets up, I'm going to show up for the social hour a little bit later. The event starts at 5:30, my understanding. First the eating, and then the conversing, and then they're going to open it up to question and answers, and then they're going to have a, you know, community social hour, 7 to 8 p.m. That is happening in Richland Center tonight. We'll give you a few more details when Dale joins us at 4:30 today. But from the, you know, the pop cultural sports lead, Aaron Rodgers, the New York Jets are going to be featured on Hard Knocks. We got the hard cases of the Wisconsin GOP sticking it to the transgender children. And their newest legislative pieces have 0% chance of becoming law, at least under the current dynamic with a Democratic governor who assures us, assures the press, assures Wisconsinites he has no appetite for this sort of, let's call it, malarkey. But the two Republican bills, as the headline reads over at the Journal Sentinel, two Republican bills would ban transgender women and girls from competing in female sports. This is what's being circulated. I'm going to just get it started here while there's still time in this first segment. Wisconsin Republicans released two proposals Wednesday that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level. And in college. Outright ban. If these Republicans got their way. The bills, authored by Republican Rep. Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc. And wait for it. This one's going to get under Dom's skin. And Senator, the newly elected Dan Canodal of Germantown. That's your Senator, Dom. I can see you fired up about it. And it would bar male and transgender female students attending public and private K-12 schools, the University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges would ban them from competing in sports designated for females. The measures also would require schools and campuses to designate athletic teams or sports as falling into one of three categories based on the sex of the participating pupils: male, female, or co-ed. And I'm going to slow you down just for a minute here, Republicans. Now, I participated in a few of the sports, the extracurricular activities. And you know what? Females were allowed to participate in male sports like football. There was, in my hometown, I actually graduated from Mount Horeb, there had been a history. There was a young lady that played on the high school team. And in fact, we know someone that was a quarterback on her high school team in Florida. The lovely Mrs. Josepecki. See, I'm waiting for Dom. I'm thinking you're going to jump in here, not just look sexy. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll come back. We'll talk more. Dom will join us at some point. He's flexing. Flex up, buddy. Fella. You don't even know what I'm going to call you next. It could be profane. I think I'm doing an amazing job keeping my cool under the circumstances. You know I'm not really known for that. I'm sort of an angry Joe character normally. Let's come back. More Devil's Advocates. A Thursday edition that's only going to get better. I promise.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 61. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. Upper 80s Friday, mid 80s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK. Yo! Yo!
Yo! Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I have been so distracted. Dom corrects me. It's only Wednesday, man. I know you're laughing at me, if you could see Dom, and I can see Dom, and Dom is laughing at me, because I was a little distracted, and I misspoke, because no one's ever done that on the show prior to me doing so today. Apparently, it's Wednesday all day. I should know that. The Maggie Dawn Show is coming on after our fine show, and we hope... And the Empowered Caregiver Show, which plays at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Well, that's going off a little bit later, we would hope. And, of course, Rick Smith, he goes off network-wide at 8 o'clock. And we're expecting a fine guest a little bit later in this show, Dom, about 4:30. Although we might delay the guest's arrival under current circumstances. But in the meantime, man, I'm jumping back into the malfeasant governance of these Republicans. The bills, these are Republican bills. They're anti-transgender bills. And, you know, we did a little bit of math on this. You know, I'd like to think they're trying to solve some actual problem. So I started looking it up. I started, you know, looking up how many transgender athletes actually compete in sports. How many? According to the Associated Press, and this article dates from April of 2023, so a few months ago, at that time, according to the Associated Press, there were 15 transgender athletes competing in high school sports. Only two of those 15 athletes were competing as girls, according to an article by the Associated Press. That's across the nation, females. Athletes, two transgender female athletes competing on the high school level. A little bit more coverage here from the Newsweek. They also quote this source, the Associated Press. On the same day, the U.S. House passed a bill. The North Carolina House passed a bill that also banned transgender athletes from competing in girls' sports. And of course, the Wisconsin legislature, at least a couple of Republicans, Barbara Dietrich and Dom's new senator, Dan Knodel, they've got a legislative piece that would do the same here. Would ban male athletes or transitioning female athletes from competing in female sports on the K through 12 level in both state and private college systems. So both high school and college. Dom, join me, man. I hear your part. Well, not yet, but... I think you'll be coming very soon. I think we've got a tech breakthrough. I can read your lips, and I can't repeat any of that on the radio, but I don't hear him quite yet. So anyways, back to Newsweek, the source of this information. Of the 15 transgender athletes competing in high school sports, only two are transgender girls. Again, according to an article by the Associated Press, one of the transgender athletes competed on a high school volleyball team. During a committee hearing, athlete Peyton McNabb told legislators how during a volleyball match in 2022, a transgender athlete hit a volleyball that hit McNabb in the head, allegedly leading to a concussion and a neck injury. McNabb spoke to legislators and told them that more people would come forward with stories like hers if the bill didn't pass. But not all Republican leaders, a few in Wisconsin, but not all Republican leaders believe in banning transgender athletes. Despite the nationwide push towards transgender athletes, some Republican states are ruling in favor of the athletes. In Indiana, Republican Governor Eric Holcomb became the first conservative governor to veto a ban on transgender athletes from competing in women's sports in 2022, after the state legislature was unable to prove that transgender athletes were competing unfairly. And shortly after Holcomb's ruling, Utah Governor Spencer Cox, also a Republican, vetoed a bill that would prohibit transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Here's what the Utah governor said. At the time of the bill's proposal in Utah, Politico reported that four transgender athletes out of 85,000 athletes competed in sports in state high schools in Utah. Four out of 85,000. And one of those 85,000 athletes was competing in a girls' sport. One transitioning male to female athlete was competing in a girls' sport. That was in the state of Utah. In a letter to the legislature, Cox, that again is the governor of Utah, wrote that although the conflicting science muddled his understanding of the topic, he wanted to err, and here are some words to live by, Dan Knodel, on the side of kindness, mercy, and compassion. Again, I quote the Utah governor, four kids who are just trying to find some friends and feel like they're part of something. Four kids trying to get through each day. Cox wrote in a letter, often also citing suicide rates amongst transgender youth. Again, quoting the Utah governor, rarely has so much fear and anger been directed at so few. I don't understand what they're going through or why they feel the way they do, but I want them to live. However, Holcomb's and Cox's actions constitute a minority of Republican leaders. Many conservative lawmakers argue that if a transgender athlete identifies as a woman, they're still biologically male. That's what they would say, including Congressman Greg Stube. Retweet if you agree that biological men, all caps, don't belong in women's, all caps, sports. A pinned tweet at the top of Stube's Twitter profile said, the tweet has nearly 5,000 retweets. In a House hearing on this bill, Stube, well, of course, he went to the only reliable source. He quoted the Bible. For thousands of years in human history, we have recognized as a species there are only women and there are men who are obviously biologically different and, dare I say, even scientifically different. And even science agrees with this premise.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Triple-digit temps are expected to climb even higher with heat advisories in place from Florida to California. CBS's Omar Villafranca's in Phoenix.
At night, it doesn't get as cool. Just a few days ago, the low was 91 degrees at Sky Harbor at night, at the coolest part of the day.
President Biden's pushing unity for Ukraine at NATO's summit in Lithuania.
We will not waver.
We will not waver.
World leaders have promised to send more military aid to Ukraine, including more long-range missiles and tanks. And HBO could clean up at this year's Emmys. Shows like The White Lotus, Succession, and The Last of Us helped the network snag 74 nominations today. Ted Lasso led the way on the comedy side for Apple Plus. The ceremony's not till September, but it could be disrupted if actors strike in addition to the ongoing writer's strike. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. David Munoz takes over today as the new superintendent of the Menominee Falls School District. He comes to Menominee Falls from his last job as superintendent in Mosinee. He's also held administrative jobs in Menominee, Wausau, and Westosha. Menominee Falls school officials say they plan several meet-and-greet events with Munoz this summer. A Waukesha elementary school teacher might lose her job today over a song pulled from the Higher Elementary School spring concert and her post on social media about it. Melissa Temple tweeted her objections over Rainbow Land being pulled from the show. She says the move was intolerant. The superintendent says Temple violated school district policy. Both sides present testimony to the school board today. A decision about Temple's future could come at the end of the hearing. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Apparently, it's a Wednesday edition, a hump day, some people claim. Hearing a little bit of echo, gentlemen. I know we're working hard on this.
He's hearing echo.
I'm also hearing you. Patriotic Millionaires, and we're going to defer our fine guest, Dale Schultz, friend of this show, until we're a little clearer on the tech components. But the Patriotic Millionaires event happening in Richland Center tonight. And we would encourage our friends from that neck of the woods, even new friends, to go out and have a free meal. I'd like to get you a few more of the details, but first and foremost, I'd like to tell you what the Patriotic Millionaires is all about. Who are these people, right? According to Charlie Fink, a former AOL executive, his quote, "Because my country, our country, means more than money." Well, often it means social wedge issues, but we're going to set that aside. for just a minute. They're trying to make a difference. They're trying to set a tone. And they've got Facebook pages and different social media.
Check, check, check. I mean, one.
Dominic, I can hear you.
Hey, what's happening? Is this thing on?
Yeah, I think it is. I think we're doing radio again, man.
I've been over here praying, man, and the radio gods have answered my prayers. I am a man of faith now.
You know what I've been praying for? Someone to give me the rest of the information on the Patriotic Millionaires event in Richland Center tonight. It's going off at like an hour from now, 5:30. And I hear, Dom, free dinner. Have you ever heard of a free meal, Dom? They're giving out free meals.
Perhaps not as much as you do, Michael, but, you know, we do love our free meals.
Well, Dominic, obviously, we had started talking about a Republican legislative piece, Barbara Dietrich, and Dan Canodo, your new senator.
Oh, my goodness.
And despite the infinitesimally low number of athletes that this actually affects, and I did also look up, you know, because the question is always like, these males would go through some sort of life charade just to compete in female sports.
Just to try to win try to letter and track? Is that what the Republicans think?
Or so they can be in the women's locker room.
Well, yes, of course.
I'm not clear, depending on, you know, which day's argument you make. In the history of time, though, Dom, and I looked this up as well, there have been like 21 national or international champions that were trans athletes. So in the history of time, 21
people have risen to a level of statistically insignificant number. It does not matter. It is. I mean, just based on the stats alone, let alone the actual practicality of it all, this is not a problem that needs, you know, Republicans to address. But of course, they're addressing it. Why? Because it's a cultural wedge issue. They're trying to get some miles on it, man.
Of course,
that's all it's about. They don't care. I mean, we got mass shootings every single day. You want to talk about stats? How about that?
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Move on to what, 2020 transgender people in the history of mankind? Come on. This is, of course, and let's get to it, man. Is this the religious-based thing? Is there bigotry hiding behind solving a problem that statistically does not exist?
Well, Dominic, here is the penned tweet of Rep. Greg Stube when advocating against, you know, transgender rights. Today, I advocated for my bill, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. Biological men have no place in women's sports. I encourage my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to stand for women's free and fair opportunities in athletics and to stand for truth, not lies. There was one high school transgender female athlete competing in the state of Utah when they passed the law there that was vetoed by the Republican Governor Cox.
One.
Associated Press, which is a pretty reputable source, pretty much, I think they are the most down-the-middle source currently out there. And they have scoured the pages nationally, and they have found 15 transgender athletes competing at the high school level. This
one
is not
five,
a problem.
15 in the entire
not
country.
In Wisconsin. Nationally. That was April of this year, 2023.
Well, that seems like a problem that needs immediate resolution, doesn't it, Curdy?
Only if you're trying to gin up hate.
Well, that's what they do. A little bit back here, Curdy, from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I want to jump in here. The proposed restrictions are nearly identical to two 2021 bills aimed to restrict transgender sports participation that passed the Assembly here in Wisconsin, but stalled in the Senate. While supporters at the time said the bills were needed to preserve competitive achievements and scholarships. Oh, really? From the one person competing? The state's transgender community and their advocates worried the proposals could result in real harm to transgender children and young adults by sending a message they don't deserve to live like everyone else lives. Yes, Megan McDonald, the executive director for the LGBTQ plus advocacy group Fair Wisconsin, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Wednesday her group would continue fighting transgender sports bans in Wisconsin. Quote, We opposed it last session. We opposed it this session. We will always oppose it. This is part of an organized national effort to demonize LGBTQ plus people, especially trans people and kids. And that's exactly what it is, Grudy. Laws in at least 22 states ban transgender students from participating in sports consistent with their gender identity as of Monday, according to Movement Advancement Project, an LGBTQ plus health think tank. Republicans in Congress passed legislation to bar transgender girls and women nationwide from participating in women's sports last April, though the measure stalled in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate. What about the women, you know, transgender women competing in men's sports? Is that a thing? Or is that
numerically, it's more of a thing than transitioning men competing in the women's sports. Mathematically, according to the Associated Press and the governor of Utah, that's much more of a thing, Dom.
UW-Madison officials warned in 2021 that the university's teams would be out of compliance with NCAA policies if the legislation is enacted. The NCAA has previously pulled postseason tournaments and championships from states with anti-transgender laws. High school and collegiate sports officials at the time said the bill would directly affect very few, if any, athletes. A Marquette Law School poll from June of 22 found 46% of voters supported laws that ban discrimination against transgender people, but 62% believed transgender athletes should only be able to play on a team that matches their gender assigned at birth. Less than half of Wisconsinites, 44%, said they personally know someone who was identified as transgender in St. Paul. Bill's facing all but certain veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has long opposed legislation that puts restrictions on gay and transgender children and adults. And we know how creative Governor Tony Evers has been with his veto pen. I mean, maybe he can do something with this.
I don't think he's got the same Frankenstein power on a, you know, a general, a straightforward, like this, right? Bad piece of legislation like this one, Dom. 3 days ago, NBC News reporting July 9th, 2023, Tyler Kincaid and others, a record number of bills aimed at restricting the rights of LGBTQ people have become law in the past 3 years. But the majority of those have faced legal challenges and haven't held up in court. According to an NBC News analyst, legal experts in the American Civil Liberties Union, which has filed legal challenges against some of the laws. Just this year, state reps introduced 491 bills aimed at restricting LGBTQ rights, with 77 of them becoming law, according to the ACLU. The majority of the bills proposed and passed focused on limiting the ability of transgender youth to receive gender transition care and play school sports. In the past year, lawmakers in at least 16 states also introduced bills, to restrict drag performances. Right, that's also an important thing, apparently, Dom. You know, they had a drag performance last night at the comedy club. Didn't want to bring attention to it unnecessarily, but I hope they had a great time.
Come on, man. There are legitimate and real problems facing Wisconsinites and citizens of this great country. And this, these kinds of issues are where the Republicans, where MAGA decides to focus their energy, not on, I mean, the guy who was for one of these bans, oh, I'm protecting women. Okay. How about allowing them, please, kind sir, may have an abortion if I'm raped.
No,
of course.
Also not. Decided upon the only true source, my Bible.
My Bible tells me so.
Dominic, want to point out some of the court cases that are turning against, because it's not just that Republicans want to ostracize this very small portion of the population, target them, you know, as if they don't have enough troubles in their lives, but also, most of these legislative pieces are getting overturned in the courts as being unconstitutional. Yeah. So Dan Knodel and Barbara Dietrich, you're heading down a path where others have already failed to demonstrate constitutionality. In a national first last month, again, NBC News, my source, a federal judge overturned Arkansas's ban on gender transition medical care. Pardon me, including puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors in the state, declaring it unconstitutional. Of the 20 states that have passed into laws restrictions on transition-related care for transgender minors, 11 have faced lawsuits. Five, Arkansas, Alabama, Indiana, Kentucky, and Florida, have had their restrictions completely or partially blocked by federal judges who ruled they violate the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. So that's five so far that have been overturned or stayed. Oklahoma's has been iced by a legal agreement while litigation continues, and Tennessee's care restriction was temporarily blocked by a federal court last month, but an appeals court lifted the injunction Friday, marking a rare loss in a series of legal victories for advocates fighting against transgender bans. Well, that's mostly what I had to say, Dom. You know, it's bad law. It's bad litigation. It's inhumane. It targets young people who are already vulnerable. It's
a very vulnerable group, in. Right? I mean, to do these things, to grow, go through transitions, to grapple with that, man, it is something to behold, certainly, and to have to deal with it at the young age and all the other things that young folks have to deal with, and to have Republicans just so nonchalantly attack, because that's what they do. This is a super minority of people in this country. This is a statistically insignificant set of the population, but they're going to put out there, they're going to go out there and they're going to make drum the beat of anti-LGBTQ, because that's what MAGA is all about right now. They can, you know, divide some people and try to conquer. Well, we know how Scott Walker did it here. That's the theory, divide and conquer. And if you can, you know, slice in half and slice in half again and again and again and again, because they have, I mean, this is all they have. What are their policies? They're not family values anymore. Look at their mega king. Talk about family values. I mean, he had to have his chief of staff admonish him for making sex jokes about his daughter. You know what I'm saying? This is the family values, people. Oh, y'all were, you know, what do they stand on now? Oh, fiscal conservatism. BS. I mean, Donald Trump added like 25% of the national debt under his presidential his administration alone. That's not a thing. Oh, law and order. Yeah. Defund the police. Christopher Wray from the FBI is testifying today. I mean, the FBI is not some hive of liberalism. Are you kidding me? Do you know the history of the FBI? Now, the Republicans, you turn on them. I mean, Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump. Christopher Wray is a Republican. They're not law and order. Again, look at the Constitution. Well, okay. Are the Republicans for the Constitution? No. The MAGA's going to overrun the Capitol. They're going to lie to you. They're going to lie to your face. Fox News is going to lie and get sued for billions. And you're going to still believe it, MAGA. So what are you running on? What is your platform besides just being a POS and going after one of the most vulnerable populations in the world? Shame on you.
Here's what the federal judge said in his ruling in the Florida case. The elephant in the room should be noted at the outset. Gender identity is real. The record makes this clear, Judge Robert Hinkle wrote in a scathing order granting a preliminary injunction. And while it only a few of the people, anyways, come back. More devil's advocates. Let's go.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 61 tonight under overcast skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 78. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Chance for scattered storms Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Check. You hear me, dude? All right. I don't know if this is going out, so we'll just stick quiet. Back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. You can open always join us at 844-967-2789.
Working hard to see if we can reach our fine guest, or at least we're hoping he's our fine guest, Dale Schultz, friend of ours, Republican, twice elected majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and a hometown boy from Richland Center. I drove through that fine town earlier today, Dom. I was talking to Dale on the phone. I was feeling so much more confident then. And then right. The rains hit, Dom. And I was driving up out of Richland Center. And Richland Center, it's a bit of a valley. I don't know if you're familiar with that part of the state. It's sort of the beginning of God's country. From there up to La Crosse. And, you know, it's like you go up the hills, but they're like mini mountains. And it was raining probably a couple inches an hour. And it was like a river coming down that hill, man.
All right.
And I didn't bring the Jeep this morning because I have a incredible forethought. And I was driving up these roads, Dom. I felt like a salmon trying to swim upstream. Right. You know what I mean? Like I was waiting for the waterfall. Like, am I going to have to jump it? So anyways, I made it safe all the way to La Crosse. And for the second trip to La Crosse recently, and I'm on 4th Avenue. We have a new facility there. Looking forward to spending a little time in La Crosse.
You got to break that thing in, Crudy.
I told Noonday, this thing better be shiny before Oktoberfest because we're going to need a crash place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on 4th Avenue in La Crosse. And what is the most famous resident on 4th Avenue in La Crosse? Not the bodega. Across the street, the restaurant there.
What, Fazies?
Yeah, I couldn't eat at Fazies again, man. Two trips to La Crosse in a row, heartbroken. No Fazies.
So just not open on the day you were there, or just not open at that time? Is it still open? Well, what's the story, man?
I'm not clear. I ate at Fazies a couple months ago when I was in La Crosse. It was open then, but I went up and they've got like a couple of weekdays. They're closed. And hell, I mean, I thought it was Thursday, but apparently it's Wednesday. But maybe Wednesdays. So I'm going to have Dana go investigate. Or here's the other problem. It was raining super hard. You know, sweet man like me, I could melt them.
Oh, of course.
Like, can't, if I got too
can't,
much
can't
rain
get wet. Are you an umbrella guy, or are you just a run in the rain guy?
I walked my wife out the door this morning. She said, "Oh, do you want an umbrella?" And I'm like, "Well, I'll walk you to the car." And then I think she thought I was going to take the umbrella. Like, I walked her to her car, and then I just ran away. Like, no umbrella. No, I don't.
So you don't have an umbrella in your car?
No.
You know, if it's pouring out, you just dodge the raindrops. Is that the theory? Or do you accept the fact and, you know, use the tools of mankind to, you know, stay dry, or at least a little more dry.
I wear a hat constantly because otherwise the raindrops would hit my balding head. You know, I always do have a good sense of the upcoming weather. You know, the humidity kind of moistens the top of my head.
Yeah, the dome of yours is some sort of weather vane.
I actually, like I told you, man, I'm wearing sandals and shorts. I thought it was going to be a nice day. I didn't know, but you know,
I didn't know.
Wisconsin under desperate drought conditions. You can almost hear the land sucking it up. But in some areas, I bet there will be flooding. It gets a little scary up there in the coulees, like Kickapoo Creek. You know, I'm like,
oh, yeah, the ground gets too dry. It's like concrete just hits it and runs over it. Yeah, it doesn't absorb. But you see what's going on in Vermont, man? This is some scary stuff, and half that state's underwater right now.
We had a similar weather occurrence in Middleton a few years back, you know, like 9-10 inches in a matter of a couple of hours, dude. It's overwhelming. Yeah. It's overwhelming. The sewers, whatever. We had standing water on University Ave prior, closer to 4 o'clock when we started this fiasco, but now it's drying out a bit, you know, not so bad. Be careful on your way home tonight. And if you're going out to the big event in Richland Center, and I hope to give you more details. I'm trying. Hoping. But there is a Patriotic Millionaire thing going on 5:30 in Richland Center tonight. And it's at one of the well-known places called WRCO in Richland Center. If you're in the area,
right?
They always know. I know Henry's there. He's texted me.
So this is a free offering. Everyone loves food, man. I mean, food brings everyone together. Food. Everyone's got to eat, right? So you're going to get some food, and then there's a conversation. You have to stay to eat the food, right? You can't just grab the food and leave. You have to stay and eat the food and hear a conversation about tax policy. Is that what you said?
That's the way it was put to me.
All right.
And Dale Schultz and I are both curious about this event. And, you know, I like being with the people, Dom. So, you know, if this weather holds, if the heavy rains are done, I'm going to sneak out there this evening to Richland Center. And I'm going to go commiserate with some neighbors. You know, my father-in-law and stepmother-in-law are in Richland County. I've told that story a couple times to the locals. You know, but down there, that name doesn't go so far. My in-law's
name. Right. It's like one of the politicians telling the story of, you know, the person they just met last week, and you know that whole campaign story thing.
I married Marshall Helen Brands, but that has less clout amongst the Richland Center Helen Brands.
Alec Johnson reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I know we've talked about this in the past. Let's just throw this out there: a hearing today will determine the fate of a Waukesha teacher who has been publicly critical of the Waukesha School District's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from an elementary school concert.
Are they going
to
fire her for questioning?
Melissa Temple is scheduled for noon in room 206 at the Waukesha School District's building in Waukesha. Normally, such a hearing would be held in closed session to protect the due process and reputational rights of the employee, but at the employee's request, a hearing will be held in open session, according to the meeting agenda. Now, I've not heard. I mean, obviously, it's after.
I would want that in open session. I would not permit the no. If you're gonna throw me out of the district for objecting to banning Rainbow Land, I want the public to hear about that.
Right, man. You can't make me live in Rainbow Land. I mean, how you possibly fire somebody for this? Are you kidding me? Really? Because they would publicly object to your decision? I mean, oh, well. What? So you're going to fire someone? You're literally going to fire them. They'll be no longer employed because they questioned your decision to ban a song from a school concert? Really?
Dominic, the audience has been texting. Here's one. Boys, I was going to text and say, be great today, but it's a little late for that now, isn't it?
It's because we are always great.
We're doing it live. We're on the air. Come back with us. The happier, happy hour Thursday, Wednesday. It's
this summer. 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.